Going to be cold. Highs approaching right around zero. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The measles outbreak is spreading, as USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
In Oregon State, health officials say a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting off vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
Nearby, in Washington State, there's 30 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Kremlin spokesman has rejected reports that Russian mercenaries were sent to Venezuela to protect President Nicolas Maduro. It comes as the Venezuelan president faces a growing protest movement in his own country. Former UN ambassador and governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, tells Fox News Maduro's support is waning.
He's on the defensive. I think there's a lot of momentum building by the Venezuelan people who are losing their homes, their jobs, they're hungry, inflation is huge. I think that we made the right move, but now we've got to protect our diplomats. I don't think we need military intervention, but we got to protect our people there. They're going to stay. So that's objective one.
The Super Bowl is just 6 days away, and both teams arrived in Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday. Media Day takes place Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The gang is back. And then we're ready to dive back in.
We are at it, folks. Listen, I am Mike, your co-host, Miles Bauer. Miles, I've got two things that are really not on the list, but I want to start with them. The first is White House announces 51 judicial picks, including two for the Ninth Circuit Court. That would be a massive swing. By the way, most of these folks that they've nominated, they're renominating them from the last Congress. But I find it exciting that there may be an opportunity to get the Ninth Circuit Court back in line with the Constitution, et cetera. What say you?
No, two's not going to cut it, though. The geniuses are still going to have a majority.
Okay, well, that's not good.
Right. So, I mean, because they actually talked about this during the Kavanaugh confirmation process, that Trump would have two, but there's only like one or two there now, so it's really not going to matter.
Okay, so that'd be true, but it puts him closer, because let's assume he's going to win a second term. If he wins a second term, the math says he'll have an impact on that circus court.
Maybe. I mean, that'd be one of those. I would rather wait and see.
Boy, you're not giving me a whole bunch of hope here, Miles Bauer.
No, I just don't believe. I mean, this is going to be similar to RBG. I think she's going to hang on until well after she assumes room temperature.
Oh, this is still the weekend with Bernie. Listen, on a Michigan note, before I walk away from the legalese stuff, I'm reading from Gongwer.com, and this is an article that is, listen, it's like our future. We're starting to see what our future will be. Written by Kelly Cawthorn, a look at districts that could be redrawn for 2020. It specifically looks at Michigan state Senate districts and then more pertinent to me, congressional districts, although all of them are pertinent. We just had this goofy in the extreme proposition pass, and it's just beginning to show what the meaning of it is. And listen, we're going to have a bumpy ride here. And, you know, reading this article, of course, the article is, folks, you got to read it. It's worth a trip to gongwer.com. But it's suggesting that our new Secretary of State, et cetera, they just want to have competitive races. And you got to ask yourself, honestly, do you think that that's what they want? Right now, if you take the State House of Representatives, 110 seats, depending on who's telling the story, there's between 10 and 15 competitive races. We spend boatloads, both sides of the aisle spend boatloads of money in those competitive races. Does anybody earnestly think that the Democratic Party and leadership therein in the state of Michigan is wanting to have more competitive races? Let's be honest about this for a moment. The answer is absolutely not. They are going to twist these districts up so highly, and the average person that used to have contact with their state legislature to say, I'm watching you, stop that, they're not even going to know who the heck is doing it. It's just going to be a mystery that they wake up with one day and think to themselves, ruh-roh, what just happened? Folks, we've got an iceberg coming. So I don't want to make the show about that, Miles, but I got to tell you, when I watch this stuff, and we're going to be on it more as we get deeper into it, we'll start getting some state officials on. We got a nightmare coming in the state of Michigan, and it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. If you're earnestly wanting people to have a visit in the arena of ideas, this ain't the path you want to be on, because that's not what we're going to get out of it.
Yeah, but wasn't this part of the discussion before you elected your fair governor?
Yep, but it was. But listen, the three proposals in the state of Michigan, and I know I talked about it maybe too much before the election. They won, we lost, I get it, I'm a big boy. But the reality of it is that those three propositions, all three of them, by the way, were populist rot gut. They had nothing to do with anything other than getting liberal people to the voting booth, period. That's all they had to do with. And if that's what folks wanted, okay, well, good, that's what you got. The problem with it is that the devil is in the details. And the details are is that nobody has any control over what's going to happen with redistricting.
I've long since conceded the ruling power redraws the districts to their advantage, at least here in the state of Illinois. It's like, why would anybody be surprised?
That's what happens in most of the states of the union, if I remember the math, except for four. The reality of it, though, is that this is going to place redistricting. It used to be in Michigan that the State House of Representatives did the redistricting. That meant I had an elected official that was elected and governs closest to the people. I'm with Thomas Jefferson on that. So here I can literally go have lunch and cup of coffee with my state rep and say, listen, I'm watching you, don't do that. Now you've got some lame brain, nonsensical group of folks, and I'm not besmirching the folks, by the way. I'm saying you and I have absolutely no control who sits on that board of 13 people. None.
Right.
Absolutely zero. So we've got a train wreck coming, not conservative or liberal train wreck, but a train wreck for the people of the state of Michigan. Because what the folks that voted yes for went in there with some populist rant to destroy the establishment or whatever their thinking was. But the problem with it is that the overwhelming majority of those folks, if you stopped and said, hey, by the way, how does the current system work? And what part of it do you not like? Well, politicians are in control of it. I heard that 1,000 times. But the problem with it is that the folks could have taken control if they wanted. The average person has no clue how it works whatsoever. And so to vote for to change something that you don't know how it works in the first place, grossly illogical, in my view. What do you think? President Trump is still going to do a State of the Union, and there's even talk that he may do it on the Texas border with Mexico. What's your opinion on that, Miles Bauer?
I think it's hilarious. I think as soon as Pelosi decided to turn off the House, then I thought, well, you know, then go ahead and do a rally.
Yeah, in fact, you said that on the show. You called for a rally. I'm wondering if a rally will have the same gravitas as standing in the well of the House of Representatives with a joint session of Congress. I get what she's trying to do, but the reality of it is if her goal was to take away his ability to articulate his position, she's just give him a more grandiose arena, because he'll have a lot more people attending his rally than a handful of people that like or dislike him, period, because of party line.
Well, and let's go back to the Constitution. It just says from time to time,
right,
the president will inform Congress. Well, what specifically does that mean?
Right.
Can he not just throw a rally? And, yeah, he's communicating to Congress if they want to tune in.
Right. By the way, there are some people that I'm hearing out echo what I've been saying, and that's that for the first 100 and some years, they just wrote a letter. Here's your letter. But it's turned into, from Woodrow Wilson forward, an opportunity.
Wow, they're coming for Brian, by the way.
Yeah, can you hear that? Yeah, there's folks. He's hearing sirens in the background in downtown Grand Rapids. Listen, there's a lot of them that are saying, just write a letter. That's what we did. From Woodrow Wilson forward, it was used to advance the political agenda of the president. I don't know that a letter facilitates that. So, and that's obviously what Pelosi is thinking. She wants to try to steal the oxygen out of the air from him advancing his agenda. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
9,997. No, no.
Suppose
no.
Thomas Edison had given
9,998.
But his failures only led him to the next idea.
9,999.
Picture Times Square, dim, Las Vegas, dark, your home black. Picture no electric light.
10,000. Come on.
Optimism. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
We just got to dive back in.
We're right in the middle of it, Brian Thomas.
And here we are.
Listen, folks, I'm Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, I'm reading an article from Axios.com. Is it fair to say they lean left?
That would be fair, yes.
Article, The Seven Letters Disrupting Politics, exclusive. A new Axios Survey Monkey poll, by the way, the seven letters are AOC and Beto. AOC, Beto. Yowzers. A new Axios Survey Monkey poll finds that 74% of Democrats and people who lean Democrat would consider voting for Ocasio-Cortez if she were old enough to run for president. Thank goodness for that constitution. She's 29, it says 35. And I write, we can't make this stuff up, because she makes Uncle Joe look like a logical, smooth-talking, articulate fellow.
Yeah, like, kind of makes him look like Mr. Spock.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go.
All right, I'm pushing it, I know.
I've been saying that the media just grabs her because of sensationalism with the stupid things that she says. And by the way, yesterday, folks, I was defending Democrat voters, going, they can't possibly want to be represented by this moron. And Axios would have me believe I'm wrong. Miles, am I wrong?
Yeah, I think right now she's kind of the shiniest thing in the window.
Yep.
I don't know that that would translate to an entire election.
She hasn't done anything. And listen, folks, I'm not saying that facetiously. There's been no legislative activity from this Congress. And so I go, wow. So how did she – is her Twitter feed – I heard somebody on Fox News the other day comparing her tweets to Donald Trump's tweets – and how they resonate with the folks through the populist mechanism that Twitter evidently feeds. I'm not a Twitter guy, just so y'all know that. I do Facebook, and Facebook largely pumps the show's Twitter account. I'm not much for the angst, the anger, and the vitriol that exists on Twitter. I just real life has got enough of that. I don't need to go hunt for it. But does that make a person successful, what they're babbling about on Twitter, Miles?
Well, no. I mean, I think that some of this is a function of the media making her into something. And the danger with that is that the media can turn her off as fast as the media made her.
Listen, I think that's an extremely important point, because the media does this in every cycle, and it could be said that they did it with Donald Trump, but it blew up in their face. And we've seen them do it. And, of course, I'm focused on the conservative side of America, and I've watched them do it to any they did it with Herman McCain. They did it with a number of our candidates, where they'll build this person up. He's the front runner, and then they destroy that person. They do that over and over again. I don't know if they'll treat their own folks that way, but when I look at these two seven-lettered people, AOC and Beto, one says that one calls for 70% taxation and says the world is going to end in 12 years. Yeah, I want to vote for that. And the other one says our U.S. Constitution should be left in the dust heap of history, effectively, is what the person is saying. And I go, why? What large swath of people think that these are revolutionary ideas?
No, I think, again, that this is all coming back to the media is hyping them up. And so there's a portion of the party that's going to get excited based off what the media is doing.
So the media says, she's hot. We got to consider her. And you think that there are just a certain element of people that are going to follow that directive?
Yeah, I mean, they're giving her a lot of face time.
Sure.
They don't have to, in which case she would just fall off the radar.
So part of this is familiarity, because she's wall-to-wall coverage.
Right.
Even we're talking about her. I have to give her credit. I don't know if it's happenstance, if she stumbled into it and the media swooshed her forward. But, I mean, they were talking about her yesterday, early this week, actually, about she's a genius when it comes to this stuff. And I went, wow, I have not seen that word as applicable in describing her yet, but I'll keep you posted.
A genius in drawing attention to herself?
Drawing attention to herself. She's masterful at using Twitter to glom on to public attention.
I would actually push back on that. I think the media is allowing her.
I agree with you.
To herself.
Oh, yeah, but they went on at great length to warn you off. Don't try to engage her on Twitter. She'll tear you up because she's brilliant. And I'm going, well,
right.
I haven't seen that yet. And I'm not being disparaging, folks. Honest, I'm not. But I've not seen anything from her that reached to the level of brilliance and genius. Then there's their words. And I'm not being disparaging. I don't see it. So at some point, Miles, I think you're right. When they find a new shinier object in the drawer full of jewelry, they're going to cast her off as they've done over and over and over. And by the way, if she ever turns on the media, the way she has the hierarchy of her own party, you can guarantee what the response will be to that.
Yeah, and I bet the party doesn't appreciate what she's doing either. I mean, I think there will be a limit to how much, you know, Schemer and Pelosi are going to tolerate.
Well, they put her on on at least one very, very important committee, and you'd have think, I would have thought that Nancy Pelosi would have tried to relegate her to Nothingsville until she calmed down. And I mean, Whoopi Goldberg, even she said you got to earn your way. And how often do I get to agree with Whoopi? I mean,
I'm okay with her being the shiny object in the window, because that just means she doesn't quite understand how she got to where she got. So, you know, maybe I'm giving her the charge of being slightly naive in her youth.
I get your logic, and I agree with you, but I'm okay with her being the shiny object in the window also, because the bombastic things that she says, like the world is ending in 12 years, 70% taxation, folks, corporations don't pay tax, we do.
Is it unless we start addressing climate change, then the world won't end in 12
right.
years?
If we don't fix the climate change problem, the world is going to end in 12 years. She said that. And she said it several different variations of the same message. taxation. She's calling for 70% taxation. She thinks there should be no such thing as a billionaire, except for the billionaires that she likes.
So you confiscate people's money when they hit a certain level?
You devise a system.
Or a system where it's not possible. It's not beneficial for them to.
You devise a system where it's not possible to excel. But that's socialism. That is the ugly side of socialism. True. It defies human nature. Human nature is wanting to make itself better. That's not what socialism does. Socialism, yes, it will give you a false safety net, but with that comes a safety ceiling.
Wouldn't we want the opinion of a billionaire to kind of hash over these ideas?
I would love it, but her and I are on such different planets. They're angry with people that are successful. I want to find a mechanism that will allow more people to be successful. That's the opposite of how she thinks. Miles, am I seeing that correctly? Shouldn't we want to have more people be able to succeed rather than stopping the few that do?
Sounds like you're a capitalist pig.
I appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much, because that's exactly what I am. All week long, we saw a number of different media outlets talking about it. But from 1990 forward, more people have been lifted out of poverty across the world than at any other time in human history. And that's not the result of socialism. That's the direct result of open democracy and capitalism. And to say it any other way is just a bold-faced lie, because that is the reality of the circumstance of the two different economic engines. One wants to give you a safety net and a false ceiling so you cannot go above that level. And by the way, the irony to it is all the socialist countries in the world have billionaires. Listen, on that note, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As hundreds of thousands of furloughed federal workers get ready to return to work today after a 35-day partial government shutdown, President Trump says the odds that congressional negotiators will craft a deal to end the border wall standoff with Congress are, in his words, less than 50-50. The funding measure that's sending workers back to work today only runs through February 15th. President Trump slamming former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz today after Schultz's statement that he may run for president in 2020, not as a Democrat or Republican, but as what he calls a centrist independent.
You know, I've been a lifelong Democrat. I look at both parties. We see extremes on both sides.
Trump tweets this morning that he watched Schultz's interview on 60 Minutes and, quote, agrees with Schultz that he, meaning Schultz, is not the smartest person. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, a great place to be.
Absolutely it is. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, this week was a big week, actually, for the Supremes. I'm reading an article now. Supreme, this is from the Daily Caller, by the way, folks, dailycaller.com, but you can find it absolutely everywhere. Supreme Court allows Trump to temporarily enforce trans soldiers' ban. Listen, let's start out at foundation level, if we can, Miles. What would be the reason that the administration would not want transgendered soldiers in the U.S. military?
Well, I mean, sometimes there are economic concerns that they join the military so that they can get their operation paid for by the American taxpayer.
Have you seen the cost of the operation?
No, I have not.
It's gigantic, like a couple hundred thousand. It's big dough. So if you wanted to get that in civilian life, maybe I'm all wet here, but I would think most private insurance companies wouldn't be in a big rush to write a check for that.
Probably not.
You know, now I saw the numbers of 6,000, I think, of folks within the U.S. Armed Services ranks that self-identify as transgendered out of 1.5 million. The numbers are very small relative to the overall population, but they are very small if you look at the population of transgendered folks of the total population. In the end, I think it's economic and not much more. I don't think it's my interpretation, at least, is it wasn't. We had Corporal Klinger. He wasn't trying to get the military taxpayers. By the way, military doesn't pay for anything; taxpayers pay for it. He was not trying to hook the taxpayers into paying.
He was just a
he wanted out.
He was a cross dresser, so he get a Section 8.
Yeah, he
right?
wanted a Section 8.
He just wanted to come across as kind of cuckoo.
He just wanted
loony.
He just wanted to get out. I don't know. By the way, folks, the vote of the Supremes came down on ideological lines. Ruth Bader Ginsburg working from home. You know, the Supreme Court did not issue a reason for its dissent or for its ruling, but those that dissented did acknowledge that they were the dissenters. So, Steve.
Well, no. So it can still come back to the court.
And it will. This is temporary. Right. You're exactly right.
But there's a plus side here. It sounds like Kavanaugh got in line.
Yeah, I guess he did, but I don't trust him. I'm sorry. And I guess that's okay. I've said all along, if we had a constitutionalist on there, there'd be times when I don't agree with him, and I think that's important. I am an originalist intent constitutional. That's what I support. So in this case, he was on the right side of that decision.
Yeah, yeah. So far he's only messed up once, and I think he got three or four things right. So
I agree with that. So his odds are way better than Ludwig von Wiedendorski's.
Right.
Anyhow, this has been balled up in the lower courts for some time, and I suspicion that much of this decision on this temporary decision will go back to the lower courts. Was that your interpretation?
Right, because they didn't put an end to it. They just said, we're not going to intervene with the lower courts.
Right, and that's what I got out of it. And listen, folks, I'm the same guy that when we're looking at this topic in total, whether it's transgendered folks, which totally identify differently, as I'm told, as do gay and lesbian folks, they both got their own political sets of agenda, if you will. In the end, though, my concern, Mike Hewitt's focus isn't on any of that. I'm worried about all the kids that are locked into divorce circumstances with their parents, the 40-some percent that were born last year to unwed mothers with no intentions of getting married. I'm vastly more worried about what's going on with the American family, which is the lion's share of the math that's impacting the United States' lean forward. So that's my focus. And so when I get off into some of these, what I consider side issues where the math is very small, they're not in my wheelhouse. It's always an education for me to go there. Listen, a different direction. McConnell steps into the involved. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know if it has a lot of gravity. I mean, I don't know how much pressure this puts on Pelosi or not.
I don't know whether McConnell can get the threshold of votes. The problem with him getting involved, at least in my layman's view, is that it takes 60 to have an impact on this. It doesn't 59 doesn't change it. He needs 60 votes. If he cannot get the 60 votes, then that helps her, not hurts her. If he could get to 60 plus, then all of a sudden she's got a political football.
Well, wait a minute. So if he can't get to 60. Isn't the question, okay, Nancy, what's the counter proposal?
Well, they've got one sitting and waiting, as I understand. The Democrats have a backup to what I think McConnell is largely putting forward, what Trump's offer was this past week. And so, but there's a backup offer in the Senate that says if that doesn't pass, the next one we're going to vote on is the Democrat version, which is to open all the stores in the House but not deal with the central issue, which
is
nonsensical. But
isn't this kind of the beginning of negotiation then?
I hope so. I hope so.
Rather than, I mean, because so far she's like, it's my way or the highway. I don't know that that's negotiation.
No, that's not. I mean, she's went on vacation. She tried to go to DeVos. She's done everything that she could do to not be available, and I think McConnell's goal is to put some heat on her. I don't know whether she'll buy it, but we'll find out soon.
Right, and is this so much to do with her, or does this have to do with winning the sentiment of the River Reeds?
It's always about the River Reeds, folks. Just to make sure you're aware of what he's talking about, those few independents that blow back and forth in the wind. I joke about it, but it's true. The person that voted for Reagan and Obama in the same life, that's what I call a river read. They blow back and forth in the wind. Whatever the media source tells them is the thing, that's what they do. And that's fascinatingly enough, largely who makes the decisions of where we go. Because you're not going to change most people that are on the solid right. You're not going to change most people's minds who are on the solid left. That leaves the squishy middle that, whatever their numbers are, 10%, 11%, and they literally blow back and forth with the wind. And I don't want to say without principle, they probably consider themselves pragmatic. I don't. So, just telling you. So, I think you're right. I think that's who we're trying to win, is the squishy middle. And that's an unfortunate way of deciding. There'd be some folks, maybe even our founders, that might suggest it was a good way and it was done that way by intention. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's becoming more and more obvious at some point he's going to have to do the nuclear option.
I don't know. Can he do that on this? on this particular issue. We need to look that up. I don't know whether that's afforded in his, as one of his choices. So I just don't know that. We can do some research on that. Maybe we should get Heisinger or somebody else in here to explain that to us. But because I'm not aware. I know that Pelosi is having difficulty with her own base because they're wanting her to do something entirely different than what she's doing. And I'm not talking about rank and file elected congressmen and women on the Democrat side. I'm talking about the folks that write checks and do the work, the hardliners. They're not impressed at all.
Right, and you know, let's also keep in mind a majority of the federal workers that are furloughed are Democrats.
A lot of them are, but listen, I know some federal employees. They're most certainly not. Jeff, that I often refer to with a border, he's probably right of me. And by the way, he's working. I don't want to say working for free now because he will get his dough. But listen, on that, we're over. So we've got to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We just have to take care of business and finish up.
You're right. Listen, speaking of taking care of business, I got to do a little bit of taking care of business. Did you hear the cash register open?
I did.
Yeah, ding, 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 all the rest of that music. Listen, folks, if you're hearing my voice, that means you're somewhere in western or northern Michigan or all across Michigan because you're traveling. You might be in Riverside, California. You might be down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You could be here at Grand Rapids where we broadcast from, Muskegon where we started. If you're hearing all that, I need you to do me a favor and imagine. Imagine talking to all of the folks that are listening with a message about your company or your whatever message you needed to transmit to all of those folks for $25. You give me a call, Mike, at 616-837-1911. Miles Bauer, let's change gears a little bit. When I'm looking at the candidates, back folks, I'm reading from AP News. Democrats lurch left on top policies as 2020 primaries near. I've been wrestling with this a lot, folks, and Miles, I need you to help me. In fact, I've said several times during this week that I thought there was a disconnect between Democrat voters and Democrat leadership, both elected and within the party. But I might be wrong, because if these primary candidates have to lean left from what I consider to be crazy left to start with to get voters' attentions in their primaries, the average Democrat voter must be need a telescope to see him or her on the left, that far left. What do you make of this, that they need to lean left to win in their primary?
Yeah, I mean, basically it comes down to New York and California for them, right?
I guess so. So they're just speaking to those two groups of people is what you're saying.
Yeah, and like, you know, flyover country is flyover country.
So it's the same as everything else. So they got to speak to the kooks and the nuts in New York and California, and nothing else matters. Which, by the way, folks, is one of the reasons I am passionately against the national popular vote or an end to the Electoral College. It is exactly this point. But what I don't get out of that, Miles, and I, by the way, I'm assuming you're correct. I can find no reasonable argument against it. But what I don't get, and I mean this earnestly, is the average Democrat that we just disagree with on some domestic or whatever issues that lives in Traverse City, that lives in Rapids, that lives in Riverside, California, by the way, that can hear my voice. The average Democrat that's not moved by far, far, far left politics, are they ignored? How do they... I listen, because if everyone on the Republican side were just crazy right-wing, I'd walk away and look for a different party. And so I ask the folks on the left, when you hear about Cortez wanting 70%, or you hear about Beto talking about scrapping the Constitution, how do you support that just because California and New York want it?
But you and I had to live through McCain and Obama. How did they come to be?
Yeah, but listen, you're absolutely right, but I'll tell you from my version there, maybe we're answering our question. Those folks that are very involved in politics, they're grassroots people that are out putting signs up and delivering newsletters, et cetera, and contributing money, by the way, maybe those folks are, for the Democrats, left of where the Democrat voter is at ideologically. Because to your point, I did all those things on the Republican side, and I'm certainly right of where John McCain was. I'm a million miles right of Mitt Romney. I couldn't stand Snyder. I couldn't wait for him to get over. I'll probably regret saying that out loud now that we've got that kook in there. But I'm so maybe it just comes down to where a person's at as to how far left or how far right the spectrum goes. Make sense?
Right, because, I mean, you know, other than we saw some Democrats defect in the last election over to Trump, the Democrats are probably saying, well, so who are you going to vote for other than our crazy left candidate other than Trump?
Right. So they get what they got and they move on.
Right.
Yeah, I just...
Same way as you and I were given no option other than McCain and Obama.
Right. And part of the ingredients here... Maybe I'm all wet, but part of the ingredients, I believe, are, and we've talked about this a lot, I know, but are the news sources. So if you watch only Fox News, you have a diet of one ideology, mostly. If you watch only MSNBC or only CNN, that's your information pool. And you and I, Miles, have certainly talked a lot about CNN. If I only listened to them, in fact, we could do an entire show just going over the idiocy at CNN.com, crazy leftist stuff. But if that was my only news source, I guess I'd believe that's the universe I'm stuck living in. And I think that happens on both sides of the aisle. I see it on social media from folks on the right where they're actually sharing information that you know is flawed and wrong. And I'll say, hey, that information's wrong. Yeah, but that's what the intent was. That's how the person sees it, so I don't care. Well, no, I'm not going to beat my ideological opponent by mimicking them. That's not right either.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. It's a fascinating world that we live in. political shift, sales slump, cast shadow over gun industry. Have you followed any of that, Miles? I'm reading from the AP News. Folks, just for disclosure, I am in the gun industry. In fact, the gun industry largely is a supporter, sponsor of this show. RenegadeRiver.com sells firearms. I sell firearms. I'm a federally licensed dealer.
Yeah, and you had a little collateral damage as a result of the
I had to close and move my retail store because I couldn't set 300 and some guns right next to a dope house, I respectfully refer to. But listen, that's Michigan politics. And by the way, it's starting to happen all over. Ludwig had found a body shop down in Ann Arbor that was having difficulty with the same issue. But in terms of the greater thing, most of the folks in the gun industry don't feel that their rights are under threat right now with Donald Trump being in the office. And the reality of that is that's wrong. So let me tell you twofold. First off, most rights on firearms are lost on a local and state level, not on a federal level. That's a truism. You can research it. It's a fact. So while we're all focused on whether Trump is better than Obama on this issue, we've still got rugs all over the place across the fruited plain being pulled out from underneath us. I think that's something that we need to keep our eyeballs on and stay alert on. The Second Amendment is indeed all of the things the folks say. By the way, at least in Michigan, our Michigan Constitution is much more strongly worded than is our U.S. Constitution. And Beto couldn't say that our Michigan Constitution was from a different century because it was written in 1963. That was the revised version when the language was... So I go on and on, but where I really wanted to go with this is the AP News is not being earnest with you. At least it wasn't for my store. Even with the strife that Miles makes reference to, I just had the biggest winner the store's ever had. I'm just telling you. So when I read these articles, I'm going, wow, what are they measuring? Because they're not measuring the results at Renegade River. Thank goodness. This politics is in everything. Is, I guess, what I wanted to conclude by saying, Miles. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I mean, they want to, again, going back to their narrative, they want their folks whose hair is on fire, they want them to think you're in full retreat.
Yeah, well, they're wrong, I'm not. And thank goodness we're not. Listen, I'm hearing music, so we're down to the final couple seconds. Any final words, Miles Bauer?
Stay warm.
Yeah, stay warm. Listen, 32 degrees and raining. That's what we saw. Yowzers. Folks, have a great, great day. We will be back as soon as we possibly can. In the meantime, find us on Facebook, Mike Hewitt Show. Go to RenegadeRiver.com. Go to the MikeHewittShow.com. Tell us what you think. Look forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk to you again as soon as we can. Have a great day.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Staines operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
Hello, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterton Medical Center. Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial government shutdown is over and many federal employees headed back to work for the first time in 35 days. The State of the Union address, though, it will not be happening tomorrow night. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he does hope, though, President Trump gets to deliver his State of the Union address.
This, to me, is petty politics. This is an opportunity for the American people to see all three branches of government come together, and even if we're not united in policy, at least we're united in the respect for the governmental system of this country.
Americans believe it is easier to enter and stay in the United States illegally than it is in most countries. According to a new Rasmussen survey, 42% of likely U.S. voters believe it's easier to get into the United States illegally than any other country in the world. Only 19% believe it's harder, while 26% believe the level of difficulty is about the same. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
There's a growing call for the U.S. to impose a fuel embargo on Venezuela. If that happens, it would target the industry that is responsible for 90% of Venezuela's revenues. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gasoline prices have already increased 2 cents for a national average of $2.26 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says the markets are watching very closely what is happening in Caracas.
Venezuela's oil output has fallen to the lowest it has been in decades. Certainly a lot of heavy oil does come from Venezuela, and U.S. refineries, especially in the Gulf Coast, are very reliant on that crude oil.
At one time, Venezuela was producing more than 3 million barrels of oil per day. Output now is near 1 million. I'm John Clemens.
A winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 o'clock local time for parts of Wisconsin and Illinois. Those states expected to get close to a foot of snow with 30-mile-an-hour winds. And then tomorrow, things are going to be cold. Highs approaching right around zero. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.
That's 800-215-5141.
The measles outbreak is spreading, as USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
In Oregon State, health officials say a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting off vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
Nearby, in Washington State, there's 30 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Kremlin spokesman has rejected reports that Russian mercenaries were sent to Venezuela to protect President Nicolas Maduro. It comes as the Venezuelan president faces a growing protest movement in his own country. Former UN ambassador and governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, tells Fox News Maduro's support is waning.
He's on the defensive. I think there's a lot of momentum building by the Venezuelan people who are losing their homes, their jobs, they're hungry, inflation is huge. I think that we made the right move, but now we've got to protect our diplomats. I don't think we need military intervention, but we got to protect our people there. They're going to stay. So that's objective one.
The Super Bowl is just